First, we're going to hear from Mark Payne. Mark is president and founder of Fahrenheit 212, a very well-known design firm in New York and London. And they've worked with GE, Coca-Cola, Marriott, and many other firms. And he wrote a book recently called How to Kill a Unicorn, How the World's Hottest Innovation Factory Builds Bold Ideas That Make It to Market. Unicorn recently has come to mean a company that is worth more than $1 billion pre-IPO. But that's not the way you mean it in your title, is it?
No, and who would want to kill one of those, at least if you're on the right side of that? No, what we refer to as unicorn springs from kind of the way Fahrenheit 212 thinks about innovation, which is that innovation is certainly powered by inspiration, but it's ultimately measured in realization, in the concrete outcomes that make the leap from the Post-it note to the street to the balance sheet. And too many innovation programs run aground or just dissipate because they're chasing these beautiful, fantastical visions, but they're things that you know are just never going to be workable or profitable in this world of ours. So we call a breed of idea a unicorn, which is something that's beautiful to think about, but you know you're never going to make it work or you're never going to make money. So part of the journey of getting to great outcomes is being able to sift out the things that are big and going to work from those that are big and fascinating, but you're never going to see them in your backyard. You'll never see a unicorn in your backyard either because they're not real.
So what is Fahrenheit 212's approach to innovation?
So we use a model that we call two-sided innovation, which came from a number of observations about where innovation programs run aground. The only things that really go on to prosper in market are innovations that solve for two separate sets of needs. You've got the needs of the consumer and the needs of the business. And too many innovation models are skewed one way or the other. User-centered design has been incredibly powerful in humanizing the way we approach innovation, but it's often left the business needs unsolved and consequently hasn't really lifted project success rates. So what we describe as two-sided innovation is basically setting out from day one of a program to say, we're here to solve for both the business and the consumer, and unifying the capabilities required to do both of those things.
So there's two problems that happen early in innovation. I think you're talking about the false positive here. In other words, the unicorn, as you call it, which is the really lovely, wonderful idea that has no chance of becoming reality. But the danger is that you've also got the false negative, that you kill off that great idea that looks like a unicorn, but actually could be something real. How do you prevent the false negative?
What we've found, Dave, is what's really critical is bringing the hard questions to the front of the process. You know those killer questions are going to bump into your progress at some point down the track. And what we found is actually bringing the hard questions to the front of the process has allowed us to beat back the false negative a lot more quickly because we're getting smarter earlier about how those things are going to be solvable. Hey, how would you solve this part of it? Or, hey, the real challenge in this we know from this other category is going to be how to solve the complexities of this retail channel. Or, hey, there's an interesting technology we heard about in that other project that might be applicable here. So you really get into a deeper building mode, and instead of going a quarter inch deep on hundreds of ideas, you start going very deep on 20 or 30 ideas and begin to really see how you can get to what we call big, fast, doable. But, you know, it takes pressure to make diamonds, and applying tough questions to ideas in their earliest days, not to kill them, but to work out what is probably the most important question in a fledgling innovation, which is what must be true for this thing to work. And doing it that way, we've been able to really transform success rates, at least in our body of work. We're seeing 60-70% of our projects delivering ideas into client pipelines, which is a huge leap forward from what conventional brainstorming gets you to.